desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Shachidevi, as the moon appears from the ocean.
Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Va Anaiva Asyadda Jinad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhiya. Sokhancha Asya Mad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavadha Samajani Sachigat Basindu Harindu. So, the love affairs between Krishna and Radha, that we have already understood that Radha Krishna combined together is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Taddayam chaikamastam. Taddayam. Dayam means two. Radha and Krishna. They are one. There is no difference. Energy and the energetic. So, Radharani is the energy. Pleasure energy of Krishna. So, when Krishna, we have explained this, when Krishna wants pleasure, he cannot derive it from anything material. We should not misunderstand that Krishna is ordinary human being and he is enjoying like us, completely different. Radharani is the manifestation of Krishna's pleasure potency. Parasa Shakti Vividhai Vasriyate. So when Krishna, Parabrahma, Krishna is described by Arjuna, Parabrahma. So, when the Parabrahma wants to enjoy, the Mahavadi philosophers, they cannot conceive that Parabrahma also enjoys. Therefore, they think of Parabrahma as impersonal. But that is not the fact. Brahma, Paramatma, then Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan is Parabrahma. That is accepted by Arjuna. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. Brahma is spiritual, undoubtedly. But more than Brahma is Paramatma, and more than Paramatma is Parabrahma Krishna. Jadadvaita Brahma Upanishadi. If you study the Upanishad, then you can realize Brahma. And if you practice yoga, then you can realize Paramatma. And if you practice bhakti yoga, then you can realize the Supreme Personality of God. This is the process. The more you advance, just like the sun sign sun sign and the sun glow, or the sun god, they are of the same quality, heat and light. But the sun sign is not the sun glow. Neither the sun glow is the sun god. It is therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, achinta bheda bheda, inconceivable, one and different, simultaneous. So, when you go to the platform of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhay jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vettimam tattat. You have to understand Krishna tattat in truth, not superficially, then you will misunderstand. Without understanding Krishna, if we try to understand Krishna's pastimes with Radharani, that is foolishness. Because you do not know Krishna, how can you understand his pastimes with the gopis? That is foolishness. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna first of all, and Krishna himself explaining himself. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does not speak anything about his pastimes with Radharani. That is strictly private. You never find Krishna speaking about his pastimes with the gopis or with Radharani. No. He is officially speaking about himself. I am this, I am that. Matta paratanam nanya, kinchidasti dhananya. Mami vaja prapadanti, maya me dhanam. First of all, try to understand Krishna. Thoroughly study Bhagavad Gita. And after studying Bhagavad Gita, if you are fortunate enough to understand what is Krishna, then Krishna says, surrender. That is the beginning of understanding Krishna. Don't try to understand the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. Just like if you make a friend ordinarily, if you become intimate friend, then you can understand about his household affairs. If you are newly gentleman introduced with another gentleman, you cannot ask him what is the affair in your household or with your wife or with your beloved. That you cannot ask. Neither it is possible to understand. The foolishness is going on, that without understanding Krishna, there are so-called rascal, foolish poets, they are describing Krishna's pastimes with Radharani. That is the cause of fall down of the so-called Vaishnavism. Without understanding Krishna, they want to understand the pastimes. We'll find in your country also, I have seen one book written by one Bhattacharya about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and the covering face is Radharani's picture naked. So these rascals had made so much havoc. And this book is published by the United Nations. I've seen one book in France. I think some of you might have seen. Bhagavan, you have seen them. Anyway, this kind of literature, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to read Gita Govinda, Chandidas, amongst with his confidential devotee. The Gita Govinda, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, it is not for the neophyte student. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, generally, he was talking with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was talking with Prakashananda Saraswati, he was talking with Ramananda Raya, but the subject matter was not the same. When he was talking officially with the Prakashananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, there is no talk about Krishna's pastimes with Radha. Simply on the basis of Vedanta, he was talking. But when he was talking with Ramananda Raya, he talked about Krishna's pastimes with Radha. So we should be very careful that from the very beginning, just like the professional Bhagavad readers. The Bhagavad reading means describing Ras Leela. Whenever you find there is Bhagavad reading, they are describing. I have seen one big Goswami, he was professional Bhagavad reader. And whenever you speak very nicely on Ras Leela, and after describing Ras Leela Bhagavad reading, he would come for recreation and smoke cigarette. I've seen it. So this kind of Bhagavad reading will not help you. Bhakti parasalo bhava virakti annatrasya. If you are actually advancing in devotional service, then the symptom will be that you will have no more material hankering. That is real. So, if you actually hear about Krishna's pastimes with Radharani, then Ridroga Kamam Apohinati, then our heart disease, lusty desires will vanish. That is the result. I have repeatedly said. So, if you become more lusty by seeing the pastimes of Krishna and Radharani or hearing, that means you are not fit. Stop it. Stop it. Don't be foolish. So, in the spiritual platform, everything are there, but they are different in quality. Just like iron is also metal and gold is also metal. But the quality is different. Similarly, don't take that Krishna's loving affairs with Radharani is exactly like our loving affair with our girlfriend. No, it is not like. One is gold and one is iron. Don't minimize the value. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has discussed that it is Alladini Shakti. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Alladini Shakti. So this Alladini Shakti is being described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study of highly elevated devotees. Ordinary devotees, they cannot understand. I have seen one professional reader, he was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he did not believe in it. Yes. Because he cannot understand. He cannot understand. He plainly said, these are only imaginary descriptions. There is no fact in it. You know, I have seen it. So, how one can understand this is fact unless one has understood what is spirit? Just like in your country, big professors, they do not believe in the spirit. They simply think of this body. So how they can understand about Radha and Krishna and their pastime or spiritual affairs? So first of all, we must understand what is spirit and what is Krishna and what is Radharani. Then we try to understand what is Krishna and Radharani's loving affairs. Here it is said that Krishna is feeling how Radharani is so much attracted, that is feeling. Now, Krishna is omniscient, he knows everything. Why he should feel like that? They feel that he knows, but for our understanding, he is displaying, he is manifesting himself. The Radharani's loving affairs is so great and unlimited. Even though I am omniscient, I cannot understand it. Just like Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he felt so much separation that to rescue Sita Devi, he fought with Ravan. He is self-sufficient. Why he should feel separation from Sita Devi? This question may be raised. Actually, there are different phases of loving affairs, and the separation is also one of them. The separation, feeling of separation is one of them. We have got experience in our present life that intense love, still there is feeling of separation. All these things are there in the spiritual world. Only perverted reflection of those spiritual feelings are manifested here in this material world. Therefore, it is called perverted reflection. But everything is there. But they are not material. We should always understand that. Krishna is perfect, Radharani is perfect, and they are always constantly company, then why there is separation, and still there is separation. So these are very high-grade understanding. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Krishna feeling separation, Radharani feeling, Radha Bhavudhiti, Subalitam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the position of Srimati Radharani, how to feel separation from Krishna. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna nahe anno. If you simply worship Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will be able to worship both Radha and Krishna. This is the meaning of this verse. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita author Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is describing the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The cause is that Krishna wanted to know what is there in Radharani. He is Madan Mohan. Krishna's another name is, he is attracted. Krishna is attracted to everyone. Even he is attractive to Cupid, Madan. Madan is attractive in the material world. And he is Madan Mohan. And Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. Mani, she attracts even the Madan Mohan. Therefore, Krishna is trying to understand what is there in Radharani, that she attracts. I attract the whole universe and she attracts me. So, with this feeling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tad-bhavadhyā lobhāt. These are all transcendental loving efforts. Lobha. There is greediness to understand. Tad-bhavadhyā samajani. He appeared in the womb of Mother Sachi, Samajani, Sachigarbha Sindhu, Harindu. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is like the moon. So we have established this temple, Mahapur Chandroda. So this is the idea that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like moon. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this land of Mahapur. Therefore, he is said here as the moon. Therefore, he said Chandra, Mahapur Chandra. Now, as Sri Mahapur Chandra is rising. Rising means he is to distribute the moon sign all over the world. This is the idea. Moon sign. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Abhitaranam. Sriya Kairava Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally said, don't keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compact in your room and take some monetary profit. This is not required. You must allow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rise more and more so that the sun, moon sign may be distributed all over the world. That is wanted. Therefore, this temple is situated, of course, we shall try to construct a very nice temple for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This morning we are thinking of this. So, from this place, this moon, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will distribute Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivana. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Hare Krishna movement, Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. This is spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Cheta Dattvanamarjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nibbhavanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. This is real enlightenment. People all over the world, they are in darkness. The moon sign will enlighten them. They are all foolish, mura. That is described in Bhagavad Gita also. Navamadushkitanam mura prapadanti naradhama maya puritagyana asuri bhavama. These foolish person at the present moment, it is very, very much regrettable that they are passing on as very learned scholar, philosopher, politician, economist. But according to Krishna's statement in the Bhagavad Gita, they are all fools and rascals. Why? Namang duskitunam mura. They are not surrendering to Krishna. Krishna came, appeared upon this planet, in this universe, to canvass that you surrender. Sarvadhanman parityajyamamekam, but they did not. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee of Krishna, he is Krishna. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nami. He is Krishna himself. Krishna is so kind. First of all, he came as the Supreme Personality of God and he demanded as God's order, you surrender. But people did not do it. Therefore, Krishna has again come in the form of devotee. Krishna Chaitanya Nami. Now he is ready to give you not only Krishna, but love of Krishna freely. Take it and distribute it all over the world. That is one. Thank you very much.